Audio Generation, PFGR 4, 2.
I am Noah. Today we are playing the grocery game. Put on your thinking caps, because we are going to use our brain power to add up prices and calculate change without using a calculator. This is called mental math, and it is a skill that will make you feel like a financial superhero. Whether you are at a school bake sale or helping your parents at the supermarket, being fast with numbers helps you stay in control of your money.
I am Maya. I will show you how to estimate. Estimating is like making a super smart guess. It helps you stay in the right ballpark so you know if the total the cashier gives you sounds correct. If you think your total should be around $20 and they say $50, your estimation skills will tell you something is wrong. Estimating is the first step to being a smart shopper.
I am Chloe. We will tackle bigger numbers too. Imagine you are helping out at a school event, like a fundraiser or a car wash, and someone gives you a big bill for a large order. We will show you how to find the change fast and accurately. It keeps the line moving and keeps your customers happy. Math is the secret to a successful business.
And I am Liam. Every time you practice these math facts, you get faster and more confident. Addition and subtraction are like muscles. The more you exercise them, the stronger they get. Let us start our grocery adventure with some simple whole dollar items. Remember, we aren't worrying about taxes today, just the price on the tag.
Okay, let's fill our basket. Imagine you are buying a few things for a picnic. A carton of milk is $4, a loaf of bread is $3, a bag of apples is $5, and a box of cereal is $6. To find the total, we just add them up in our heads. 4 plus 3 is 7, 7 plus 5 is 12, and 12 plus 6 is 18. Our total is $18. Now, if we give the cashier a $20 bill, we need to find the change. 20 minus 18 is 2. You get $2 back. That's 2 loonies. Doing this while you walk through the store is a great way to make sure you have enough money before you even get to the checkout counter.
Now, let's try a bigger challenge for our school event. Someone comes up to your table and buys a bunch of items. The total cost is $234. They hand you $250 in cash. Don't panic. First, let's use Maya's estimation trick. 234 is very close to 235. 250 minus 235 is 15. So we know our change should be around $15 or $16. Now let's do the exact subtraction. 250 minus 234 equals $16. To give them the change, you can give them a $10 bill, a $5 bill, and one loonie. 10 plus 5 plus 1 is 16. You've just handled a big transaction like a pro.
Mental math is all about strategies. One of my favorite tips is to break numbers apart. If you are adding 45 and 23, don't try to do it all at once. Add the tens first. 40 plus 20 is 60. Then add the ones. 5 plus 3 is 8. 60 plus 8 is 68. This strategy makes big numbers much less scary. Another trick is counting up for change. If the cost is $12 and they give you 20, count up from 12. 13, 14, 15. That's 3. Then a $5 bill gets you to 20. 3 plus 5 is 8. These tricks make you faster and build your accuracy. You'll be amazed at how quickly you can calculate once you start practicing these every day.
Calculating change is an important skill for being a helpful member of your community. Whether you are at a school event, a local store, or even a garage sale, these math facts are your best friends. It shows you are responsible and pay attention to the details. Real life situations are the best places to practice. Next time you are out shopping with your family, try to calculate the total in your head before the cashier hits the button. See how close you can get. It's like a game that makes you smarter every time you play. We are proud of your math progress. Take a look at the shopping list in your lesson and try to calculate the total and the change for each scenario. See how fast you can do it in your head? We will see you in the next video, where we will talk about the 5 big words of money.
And don't forget, using math in the real world is about more than just numbers. It's about confidence. When you know the math, you can't be tricked, and you can help others who might be struggling with their calculations. It's a way to be a leader in your community. Every loonie and every $5 bill counts, and knowing exactly where they are going is the first step to financial freedom. We've seen how to handle grocery lists and big event totals, and now it's your turn to try it out. Go ahead and start your brain workout. We'll be here to guide you through the next steps of your money journey. Keep those mental muscles moving.
Previous lesson, back to course. Next lesson.